Bump, bump. All right, dude. Welcome to the show. And I was checking something out yesterday. Not that it's of any interest to anybody, but I was watching an actual video of that song Surfing Bird by the Trash Men. And it's the one that goes, everybody heard about the bird. Well, the bird, bird, that one. And it's like really an old man song. But I watched this cat on one of the shows. I forget what, maybe it was Dick Clark or it might have been Shindig or one of those old shows. And this dude, he goes, and oh, here are the Trash Men. Well, there's one guy, just one fucking guy, you know, doing the fucking bird, which is basically this whole thing with the arms, you know, and walking around kind of doing like a Chuck Berry, you know, that sort of that Chuck Berry walk, you know, what that chicken walk, whatever the fuck that walk was that Chuck Berry did. Only the dude's like flapping his wings and shit. Nuts, man. And it was then that I knew we can find a vaccine for this. All right, so today is going to be Steve Bozell Day, I've decided. And that will include a couple things that I want to write down very, very quickly. First of all, Steve is going to be talking about L.A. football team, Don Mixa. Oops. Because I wanted to like be a sports show. World Series with the World Series he can talk about with Kitty, kitty, kitty. Bring her up here, so I will. Here she is. The man, the woman, the myth, the legend. Thunderball. Yay! Hey, honey, don't step on the keys, babe. There you go. You can't be stepping on the keys, man. She's all like, she wants to know what the fuck is up. Thunder Girl wants to know what's up. Curiosity killed the cat, though, is what they say, man. And her brother, Poncho, is still not here. He's off chilling at his alternate residence. And so she, you know, wants up here. Check it all out. Look at this shit, that shit, all that shit. And this morning, she was, there's a bird that I have, like a feather thing that's on the end of a string. She's all sitting near that, like, ready to, you know, play. And I said to her, girl, I got to go to work. So she's like, all right, well, let me see where you're working, because I got to check to see if there's mice, if there's any, you know, contamination of insects. Let me sniff the coffee that you're drinking. Okay, it's all good. Glasses, all right, okay, let's see what else. Now, baby, don't be stepping on that shit, because the other day you stepped on it, you fucked everything up, see? So what you going to do? Lay down there? There you go. Her and Poncho. Poncho just jumped up here one time, man. I'll never forget. I was on the air. I was like, literally, I was doing my thing, and he just hopped right up here. I'm probably going to have to kick her ass out, because she then starts to meow like, okay, you're all done here, right? So let's get going. So that's the thing about cats, man. They're raised to be predators. Their whole thing is to catch and kill. Their whole thing is to keep the premises clear of any and all. So that's why they're really kind of focused on that shit. And you got to kind of get that vibe, you know. They're not a pack animal. Dogs are pack animals. Cats are predator hunters, which means they buddy up with just one individual. Could be another cat. Their relationships are individual with people. They have their people relationships, and they got, but they're not pack members. No, you can't do that. You can't be standing on that, because you're gonna fuck this all up, man. You can fuck it all up. Oh shit. Oh, look, Lex, she just fucked it up. Look what she did. You're stepping on a key, girl.
Okay, get off the key.
There you go. Oh yeah, she jacked that all up, man. She jacked that all up. Oh wow. It's okay. No, honey, don't.
It's a daisy. There we go.
Whee!
All right. Yeah, I had to take you down, girlie.
I got to take you down, man. Because she stepping on the keys and shit like that. Getting back to what the hell it was I was going to do before I was so rudely interrupted by...
Everybody is a star. It don't make no never mind
who you are. Ever catch a falling star. So what we have here in California, high tides, flood risk at Seal Beach. Oh, yeah. That's what's happening right now, man. That's what this young lady is talking about. High tides, bling, flood... High tides bling flood risk. Actually, it ain't big of that's. It's not that big of a deal. There's some high tides, and the event they say is not going to be dangerous. It's probably not going to flood, but better be safe than sorry. More to the point, you know. I don't know, but more to the point, it seems to me that it's probably like it's really something groovy to report on, you know. But hey, you know, you got to do your duty. I guess this is a film from yesterday. Oh no, this is February 2014. I remember this. I remember when there was the Japanese swell hit. I don't know if anybody remembers the Japanese swell, as in, no, it wasn't like, it sure is swell. It's coming from Japan, and it wasn't anyone, you know, pitching a tent in their pants. Now, this was a large, and it wasn't the tsunami. It was before the terrible events of the tsunami, which I believe was 2011, wasn't it? God damn, man. Remember that? Jeez. That was fucked up. No, this was just some weather that they had in Japan that caused this large swell to approach the West Coast. And at that time, there was huge waves here, all the way up and down the coast of California. I remember them out here. They were, I don't know, you know, 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot in some instances. Up at Santa Cruz, up in Northern California, they were fucking huge, man. They were really huge. Uh-oh, they just shot some dude, man. Bank robbery arrest, downtown L.A. Did they shoot that guy, or did they... This guy was caught outside the bank. Oh, they didn't kill him. They just shot him with a taser. This poor motherfucker. He's outside the bank, and he's standing there, and he had the money, and then suddenly you see all this money dropping from his hands like, holy fuck. And they hit him with a taser and dropped him. Crazy-ass shit, man. Crazy-ass shit. Good Lord, is this man unconscious? What happened to this guy, man? Well... Mets and Royals, World Series game one. All right, so Steve is going to have the World Series. I'm going to figure out which guest you should have on. Ever catch a falling star? Did the system learn to bring you down?
I love you for who you are.
There we go. How you doing, RC?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Henry. I'm working with Father. I don't know. I think the World Series, you take a look at some of these chumps. Well, I mean, you're looking at a lot of the guys. I think the Cubs have got it going on. I think they got the hitting and the pitching.
Well, I mean, what do you know about it?
What do you know about it is a better question. You don't know nothing about it. Well, I can tell you something right now, Mr. Bozell. It's for me, it's probably something that is as simple as to be able to look at the sporting events and to enjoy. I'll tell you all about it, Steve. First of all, you got the Chicago Cub. The New York Mets. The New York Mets have got the pitching. They got the
I think Steve ought to get pissed off that Jack Armstrong is like, he comes from another country, just can't figure out which one it is. Oh, dude, I gotta get the, gotta get me my fucking DraftKings, dude. Doink. I saw your text. What the hell is up with my phone? I wrote you back just now, but if for some reason you don't see them, I'm emailing you to love you. If you want to call me later, my ring is on. I fell asleep around 9 p.m. thanks to those fucking pills. Oh, okay, good. Oh, shit, this poor girl. All right. I got those emails, baby. Okay, cool. Poor little thing, she, my phone is fucked up. Just in the last 6 hours or so, I've been getting texts that I already got last Friday, they're getting resent, you know, which is some kind of a, I'm sure, glitch. I just don't know what it is. What the fuck is this? All right, so what am I looking for? I'm looking for DraftKings, which is from Alex. What is this, man? We need DraftKings. Okay, here it is.
Everybody is a star.
Till the system tried to bring you down. And the fascist motherfuckers. And the jackbooted goose-stepping cunts. All the jackboots and the Nazis. Try to fuck me up when I'm just trying to do my thing. Speaking of National Lampoon's Radio Hour, which I know we weren't, but they did a thing once that was really fucking hysterical. It was, they were pretending, you know, they were satirizing John Denver. They had a guy singing John Denver type music, you know, like in the Rocky Mountain High and all this bullshit. And they're singing about the fascist health inspector that made them clean their fucking shitty ass cabin up. It's pretty funny. It was pretty funny to me. All right, here we go. Nah, I'm awake since I fell asleep at 9 p.m. Glad the mystery's been solved. Gorgeous, miss you. Yeah. Okay, good. Feel free to incorporate irrelevant news as you experience at DraftKings.com through your reads. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, indeed I will. And no question at all that I will do that. You can be assured of that I will fucking do that. Here's Susie Q, man. She's doing her thing up there on the traffic. Okay, right over here. We have it right here, see? And you'll see there's a big question mark. Wow, that means I'm amazed. Okay. And it, a lot of times that happens. Yeah, okay, right here. Okay, here it is now. I'm smiling again. It's all good. See, it's blurry and black and white and fucked up looking. But you know what I mean. Look at how fucked up that looks. What is that? Okay, now that we got you all, you know, let's worry about money. And these shows, what these shows do is just get you just wound right up into the fucking tension of life. You know, just here's the traffic and shit. Here's money. Here's what you don't have, and here's, hi, I'm well paid by CBS, and so much of this bullshit that we're going to be talking about on Money Watch really doesn't have anything to do with me. It'll have a lot to do with you, though, but I get a good salary from CBS, so I don't give a shit, and a lot of the money is guaranteed. Of course, I guess they're not giving guaranteed deals anymore. I don't know. Okay, thanks. Bye. Oh, and another thing I just wanted you to know, and NASDAQ is up, and the thing is down, and you're up, and you're down, and... How'd you like me to pull my top down? I sort of would, but then again, I sort of wouldn't. Aria is closing on Black Friday. We're going out. What? What do you mean? We'll close on Black Friday. Oh, Black Friday is... Fuck. Are we back at goddamn Thanksgiving again? Holy Christ, we are. Thanksgiving.
I love who for you you are, not the bullshit that you lay on me.
Ever catch a fuck? My nephew cousin, Dougie, sort of nephew cousin, not really sure, kind of one in between, my cousin's son, so he'd be like my second cousin, I guess. Poor Dougie, Franny's son, Dougie, died back around 2000, and he was a young guy, man. You know, he was not much more than maybe, I don't know, 19, 20. Died in an automobile accident, and it was his birthday the other day, so I saw Fran, you know, posted something for him, and... You know, and I I left a comment, you know, but I, you know, it's one of those things, man, I don't know. You know, who knows what it's like, you know, to lose a child. I mean, I hear it's fucking brutal, you know, and especially a mother, you know. So I am not the guy to say to anybody, well, cheer up, there's brighter days ahead. You know, fuck that, you know. But I do know that when we went back to Canada last summer, not this past summer, but the summer before, I mean, we tried to yuck it up with them, you know, and I know Lauren and I were, Franny made these tarts, man. They were really fucking good. These little tarts, you know, that are like little miniature pies, I guess. And I just like wolfed these things down and we were laughing and we were loud. We had the TV turned up. And I said to her, gosh, I'm really sorry, you know, if we were too loud. She goes, no, you guys are like a breath of fresh air, that kind of thing. But I would have loved to have hung out with her, gone out to dinner with her, you know, done some other things. Maybe hung with her boys, you know, the other guys. Craig was there. I didn't see Brian, or Brad, I mean. And I just feel bad for her, man. My other cousin, Elaine, I believe they said she and her husband had a lake house on Lake Ontario. You know, they live in Toronto, or they live in Brantford, which is closer to Hamilton, Ontario. But they had a lake house, and after Dougie died, she took everybody. Elaine took Franny and the boys and everyone up to the house there, and they just, you know, they just kind of they hung together, they hung on to each other, you know, and it sounded like, you know, it was really a good time for them, man. You know, but they're really close. That end of the Hendry family, the Hendry Hare, H-A-R-E, George Hare, my uncle, but really they're the Gordon was my mother's maiden name. That end of the family is totally fucking totally healthy, man. I mean, it's just amazing. It's like, I mean, you know, it's sort of like the ADHD end of the family, which was when my father married my mom and took her away from Canada and brought her to California. It commenced the ADHD end of the Hendry family, you know, just of the Gordon Hare Hendry, whatever the fuck family, you know. And because those cats are really close, their families are close, they are pretty normal people. They're working class in a lot of ways. They're professional, coming from sort of a working class. Although my uncle George worked for Canadian Railroad, and I believe he had a kind of like an office job, you know. I'm not sure what it was. Fran and Elaine are nurses. my aunt Gladie was a housewife. You know, my grandfather was a cop, you know, all of this shit. Golden Globes host announced, is it Ricky Gervais? It would be fantastic if it was. But all those cats back there are like super fucking normal. And this side of the family? Fucking nuts, Jack. Let me be the first to congratulate us on that. All right, so we're done with that shit, okay? Let me just double check and see. What the fuck? What time is it? 24 motherfucking minutes. Okay, all right, we're ready to rock. All right, we're ready to rock. If I'm ready to rock this motherfucker, I'm ready to rock this motherfucker.
See, all I have to do is, don't fuck with me, man. You know?
Maybe Mavis Leonard has some news about the NFL. All right, my brothers. Let me just do one extra thing here. And that is, what am I doing? Oh, I think what Steve wants to do is, we got any Guns N' Roses in this motherfucker? Probably not. I think we have Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah, I think we do. G-U-N. How do you spell Guns N' Roses? G-U-G-U-N. Yeah, I know. Here we are. Here we go. Here, yeah, okay, all right. Okay, yeah, okay, I got it, bitch. All right, man. And then the other song I want to get is, because I'm always looking for this motherfucker. I got a really great meeting coming up. Well, I hope it is on tomorrow. I'm going out to Venice, California, not Italy, and I'm going to talk to a potential director for my one-man show. So, you know, I know it sounds like it's a big, long, convoluted bunch of bullshit, but, you know, I don't see myself as a stand-up comic. And maybe that's me being too... but it isn't. I think stand-up comedy is very difficult to do. I think it's extremely fucking difficult, man. And I think I need the cushion of being able to do a show. I think I need the comfort and sort of the security of an audience coming to see me specifically for this kind of a thing, as opposed to doing a stand-up act, you know? So that's kind of what I'm hoping to build on. All right. I think we're all ready to go here. I really do. Now, is this a pre-roll? Because it would help my ass. What is this, man? A pre-roll or a goddamn... Oh, motherfucker. Let me go back to the emails then. Pre-roll. Awesome. Bitchin'. Super. Cool. Groovinosity. Groovacity is the word I'm looking for, which is to groove. Groovacity is the state of the groove, you know. Here's some Cat Eric from Wantaw Lee. Looks like it's fucking China, but I know it's Long Island. Okay, Eric from Wantaw Lee, huh? Sounds like Wantaw Lee, huh? Huh? People that smile and show tongue. You know what I mean? People that smile like this. That's kind of cool. I mean, it's cute for... On some people, it's very cute. But on some people, it's probably pretty grotesque, wouldn't you say? Like, the way I just did it. Okay, that's my observation for today. Time now for the pre-roll, followed by the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. Is that it? Yeah. he wants to get on CBS or some of them motherfucking shows, you know. All right.